This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The modern CEO must communicate like a media platform. The CEO is a media company now. Act like it. What happened? Something fundamental has shifted in how chief executives are expected to show up publicly. The modern CEO is no longer evaluated only on earnings calls and shareholder letters. They are now expected to operate as a full media presence, publishing opinions, building audiences, and speaking directly to customers, employees, and the public on a continuous basis. The era of the invisible executive is over. The communication angle. This shift is not a trend. It is a permanent restructuring of what leadership communication means, and most CEOs are failing at it because they are treating it like a PR function rather than a core leadership skill. Here is the core problem: executives trained in traditional corporate communication learned to say as little as possible, as safely as possible. Legal reviewed everything. Every sentence was sanded down until it meant nothing. That approach worked when your audience was a small group of analysts who read dense financial documents. It does not work when your audience is LinkedIn, Twitter, podcasts, and a workforce that can broadcast your internal all-hands meeting to the world before you finish your closing remarks. The executives who are winning this shift share one specific habit: they have a defined point of view. Not a brand voice crafted by an agency. An actual, personal, recognizable perspective on their industry. Jensen Huang talks about AI like a man who has been thinking about it for 30 years. Because he has. Jamie Dimon writes shareholder letters that sound like someone is actually angry about something. Brian Chesky posts about design and product with the specificity of a practitioner. These men are not performing communication, they are communicating. There is a meaningful difference. The executives who are losing are the ones who post generic proud to announce content and wonder why nobody engages. They treat their public presence as a bulletin board rather than a conversation. They broadcast instead of revealing. Audiences today are sophisticated. They can smell managed messaging from a mile away, and they disengage immediately. The fix is not to hire a ghostwriter, though plenty do. The fix is to identify the two or three things you genuinely believe about your industry that most people are not saying out loud. Then say them, clearly, repeatedly, with specifics. That is what a media platform does. That is what a modern CEO must do. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on establishing your communication identity gives you a framework for finding and owning your authentic point of view before you ever open your mouth or type a word. Because the problem is almost never delivery. It is that the speaker has not yet decided what they actually stand for. Once that is settled, the words follow naturally. The takeaway. Before you write your next LinkedIn post, internal memo, or public statement, answer this one question in writing. What do I believe that most people in my industry are afraid to say? If you cannot answer it in one clear sentence, you are not ready to publish. Find the answer first. Build your message around it. Everything else is noise. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.